Good morning, radio listeners, and a very happy, healthy, and prosperous New Year to all of you, as we live in the great compassion of the Buddha. Please join me in God's show, as we meet together once again in this new year of 2017. My wish for all is that we'll bring you happiness and grace and peace, being embraced by the boundless wisdom and compassion of Amida Buddha. May we show our everlasting gratitude to all beings in our effort to live our lives of becoming. Namo Amida Butsu. In one version of the Chinese zodiac system, 12 animals were chosen deliberately. After many revisions, the zodiac animals are either closely related to ancient Chinese people's daily lives or have lucky meanings. 2 weeks ago, I shared with the congregation another version envisioned by the Buddha. In that version, the Buddha decided to call all the animals on earth, but only 12 came. In recompense, he assigned each of these animals a year on the cycle, affirming that children born in that year would acquire the personality traits of the animal assigned to that year. In order to decide their order in the Chinese zodiac cycle, the animals held a very exciting race. The first one to cross a river would be granted the first year. The second to come in would be the second animal in the cycle, and so on. And so the race started, and the strong, hard-working ox was in the lead. Suddenly, the clever rat jumped on the ox's back, and he did not feel the little thing getting a free ride. At the last second before reaching the shore, the rat jumped on land, winning the race. The ox came in second, the tiger third, and so it went. The happy-go-lucky pig took his time and came in last, and the Chinese zodiac and his 12 signs were born. The year of the rooster, it said, will be a powerful one, with no middle road when it comes to moving forward. This year, impressions count. You'll want to look your best and be clear on your intentions concerning love, money, and business. Stick to well-proven paths to ensure success rather than risky ventures. Remember, in a rooster year, all of the Chinese animals can reap great rewards by tapping into rooster traits, loyalty, commitment, hard work, family values, and top-notch appearances are just some of the characteristics that will be rewarded next year. This year, however we choose to live, there are ups and downs, rewards and disappointments will occur. Is in life just like this, like traveling on an airplane? In one moment, we're just going along, enjoying pleasant surroundings, anxiously waiting for the all-clear to open up our iPads and such, expecting to get to our destination as planned, when out of the clear blue sky, we encounter obstacles. At times, we plunge into darkness. It can cause confusion, maybe even fear, anger, and other emotions. As we grow up, we develop a habit of believing we're solely in control, forgetting that what happens in our lives also depends on our interrelationships with other beings and events. Bumps are inevitable. It's how we choose to meet them that makes all the difference. Sometimes there's nothing more we can do than to know that we're not alone. From our prior experiences, we can rest assured that we will, in all likelihood, emerge somewhere further along to carry on with more of life's ups and downs. We're oblivious to so much, and yet we're receiving all the time. This reality of change is a constant that we're experiencing and accepting, which is a Buddhist aspect of life as it is. In Reverend Kubose's book on everyday suchness, he writes in the chapter on the life of becoming that it is the life of becoming in the spiritual world as opposed to the material world, such as it is when a caterpillar becomes a beautiful butterfly, or of when an acorn becomes an oak tree. But the life of becoming is a becoming in the spiritual world. It is the continual revealing of truth in our lives and in all things, in all phases of our lives. This is not in the past or in the future, but here and now in this present world, fulfilling its purpose, realizing its value, and revealing its beauty. It is in this becoming that there is freedom and naturalness. In one of the chapters in his books, he writes a poem by Ryokan, a Buddhist monk and poet, and I quote, "Urao mise, omote o misete, chiru momiji." Translated, it says, showing front, showing back, maple leaves fall. In other words, we should live like a maple leaf as it falls to the ground, showing front and showing back with no pretense, no falseness. As we live in the truth, we are creating new life within us. This is the Dharma itself, the Buddha's life. This is the true Buddha's life, where truth and happiness are revealed and enjoyed. This life of becoming, living in continual truth, is in the present. In the world of truth, it is only the present. But people tend to live in three worlds, the past, the present, and the future. Even in living in the present, we tend to live in the past, and some of us also live in the future. Such phrases as the good old days or when I was young are familiar phrases often heard. Don't get me wrong, it is fun to think about the good old days and when we were young, as they are a part of life. But to be attached to them and forgetting to live in the present brings unhappiness and disharmony. Living in the present is most important. Attachment to the past makes a person stubborn, and attachment to the future may cause disappointment. The Buddha taught that all things are constantly changing. The truth of life is becoming in everything. The truth and beauty of nature are in this change. Trees and flowers are beautiful because they change. Budding of the trees and blooming of the flowers in the spring and the falling of the leaves in the fall are examples of change. The entire life of a tree is a life of becoming. Human life is no exception. We must constantly grow individually and as a group. Time never stops. It is also a continuous flow, and in this flow is eternity. The Buddha said that in this very transiency, immortality is hidden. In this changing world, a world of becoming, if we refuse to change, there comes a struggle and suffering. We should accept all changes that come so that we can be born anew, so to speak. Each has its own beauty and each has its place. Every moment is living, and it is a natural life. Living in the truth is living in the Buddha's world, which is naturalness. Shinran uses the term jinen honi, which is to live naturally according to the Dharma. So in life, if we live in jinen honi, we will live a life of naturalness, free of attachment and struggles, and live creatively, giving meaning and value to this life, one that cannot be repeated. So with our life, we should pause to analyze whether we are merely moving about each day or living a creative life. To live with oneness with the Buddha is to live a creative life. And we live in the Nembutsu, and in the Nembutsu we see and feel the Buddha everywhere and in everything. Life itself becomes the unfolding of the Buddha. We should realize that we are truly within the grasp of Amida Buddha's immeasurable light and immeasurable life. Nothing to add, nothing to subtract. Just be present in this, our real and creative life. Namo Amida Butsu is the name we say in gratitude for this unconditional gift that fulfills our deepest human aspiration and wish for harmony in this new year of 2017. We look at the Western zodiac signs and the Chinese horoscope with the 12 animal signs in light of its cultural significance and interest. But ultimately, the necessary thing to do is the realization of the oneness of this life with Amida Buddha that is within our hearts. Let the Nembutsu guide us in our lives and guide us to the teaching of the Buddha Dharma. There will be some significant changes and developments in the days and months to come here at Moilili Honganji. For example, we will have a Shinran statue erected on the temple grounds come April, made solely possible through donations of the membership and others. Whatever other changes and development that may occur, we must always remember that it is through the progression of the Honganji that these things evolve and will continue to evolve as we find better ways to propagate the lessons of Shinran and the Seven Masters of the Pure Land teachings. If you look at the Chinese characters for crisis, which is read as Qiqi, and if you break it down, the first kanji reads Qi or Abunai, danger. The second kanji is also read as Qi, meaning opportunity. So along with the Honganji slogan for 2017, embracing change, action with open communications, We can change any crisis, any danger, into opportunities. Let's use this slogan as a guide to help us move forward in embracing change with a vision to seek opportunities in our temple. Thank you very much for listening, and have a good day. Have a good year as well. Namo Amida Butsu.